This is Messenger Insight, a podcast program brought to you by Oklahoma Baptists and the Baptist Messenger.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host. On January 27th and 28th at First Southern Baptist Church in Del City, the Advance Conference, formerly known as the State Evangelism Conference, is set to take place, and there's an all-star lineup of speakers joining that conference. It's free to attend, and we hope all of Oklahoma Baptists and those in the region will come and take part. One of the preachers for the conference is Adam Greenway, who was elected as the 9th president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in February of 2019, and he joins us now in this episode of Messenger Insight. Welcome, Dr. Greenway.
Thank you, Brian. It's great to be with you and with Oklahoma Baptists.
We sure appreciate your work in ministry, and in reading about you, it's clear that the Lord has prepared you for the role and responsibility you've taken out. I thought you could share with us about that journey, how the Lord prepared you for how you're serving now.
Well, I appreciate that, and certainly I do believe that the Lord in His kindness did give me some unique opportunities to be prepared to come into my role serving as only the 9th president in the history of Southwestern Seminary, a seminary that I came to as an MDiv student back in the fall of 1999 after having been under the mentorship of a pastor when I was in college. He was a 2-time Southwestern Seminary graduate. He took me to my first Southern Baptist Convention annual meeting in 1997 when an Oklahoma Baptist then, Tom Eliff, was SBC president. The meeting was here in Dallas, came to the campus for the first time, and it wasn't an audible voice from the Lord. It was just a whole lot stronger than that of God saying, this is where I want you to go to seminary. So I didn't even look anywhere else, didn't apply anywhere else, came here. I had an extraordinary experience as a student, particularly in the area of evangelism, with studying with men like Roy Fish and Malcolm McDowell, but also some of the legendary faculty like James Leo Garrett, Bill Toler, Curtis Vaughn, and so many others. And I met my wife here. My wife, Carla, is a MACE graduate. We graduated the same year, 2002. And I never wanted to leave Southwestern. I was making plans to stay and do a PhD here. And through a series of providential events, God said, no, I want you to go and take a pastorate. It was a church plant that had died that got to do what we would now call church revitalization for 5 years in Lexington, Kentucky, and worked my PhD in the Billy Graham School at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and ended up through that being called to Southern to serve on faculty, to teach evangelism and apologetics, and did a variety of things administratively before becoming the dean of the Billy Graham School of Missions, Evangelism, and Ministry there, and served in that role for 6 years before the opportunity to come back to Southwestern as president. And then even in that role, I went back and did a Master of Nonprofit Administration, basically a nonprofit MBA degree at the University of Notre Dame's Mendoza College of Business to kind of just strengthen my understanding of kind of the business side of ministry. And I've done a lot of interim pastor work, but interim pastor 13 times in 12 different churches in 6 different states. Still have the heart of a pastor. That's still the primary calling of ministry. The local church is always plan A, never plan B. And as my friend Jimmy Draper says, anybody who steps out of the pastorate steps down, not up. So I think, you know, having a deep love for Southwestern, being an alumnus, first alumnus in a quarter century to become president here, having this academic experience, even some business training, along with a wide variety of service in the Southern Baptist Convention, state convention life, it's been very helpful for me in coming into this role of having a deep understanding of the institution, a love for the unique history and heritage and vision of Southwestern, understanding the importance of our Southern Baptist ecosystem, particularly our State Baptist Convention partners, and so thankful for what they mean and what they do, and then so recognizing the front lines as the local church pastors, church staff members, people who are working in their communities to push back the darkness of lostness that the light of the gospel of Christ might shine. So it certainly is not a journey that I would have written growing up in a small town in Central Florida. But when the Lord writes a script, it's a whole lot better than anything you could have imagined.
That's so true. Well, God has clearly uniquely prepared you to step into this leadership role and serve. Dr. Rima, what are some key opportunities you see ahead for Southwestern and as things stand?
Well, I think Southwestern, when it has been at its best, has been the, I'd like to say, the crown jewel seminary of Southern Baptists. Southern Baptists in our strength have not just one, but six seminaries, and each one has its own unique story and setting, and I'm very thankful for our five sister seminaries. But Southwestern, I think, has always had a unique place in the hearts and minds of Southern Baptists ever since the founding of the seminary on March 14th, 1908, by an extraordinary man of God, pastor, theologian, B.H. Carroll. So in terms of opportunities, I'm fond of saying I became president of an institution filled with opportunities cleverly disguised as problems. And it doesn't take much Google searching to see what the problems have been in recent times. But even with that, what has encouraged me the most has been there are some extraordinary men and women who make up the faculty and the staff of Southwestern Seminary, some of whom are still here from my student days, and trying to do everything I can to really help strengthen and support the work of our faculty and our staff and what they do to serve the Lord here at Southwestern Seminary. The faculty is the curriculum. And when I talk to fellow alumni about our experience in Southwestern, we don't just talk about classes we took, but professors we took. And that's what I think is important. When people think of Southwestern Seminary, they think about some of those names of those legendary faculty that I had the privilege of studying with, and many of whose portraits hang on the hallway down Scarborough Hall from my office. And so I think for helping students today who are thinking about ministry know about our incredible faculty, you can come and study historical theology with people like Jeff Bingham, or evangelism with people like Matt Queen, or pastoral ministry with people like Chris Osborne, or just heritage with people like Greg Wills and others. It's just an extraordinary opportunity. And with that, Southwestern, while we may, of course, be located in Texas, obviously Oklahoma has always been a state close in the hearts and minds of Southwestern Seminary. And Oklahomans know that the traffic flows to I-35 south, coming across Red River to come to Fort Worth for seminary, and then to go back to serve in the land of Oklahoma in ministry. And I'm thankful for so many Southwesterners who are serving in Oklahoma Baptist life, in Oklahoma Baptist churches. One of the things we definitely want to do is to continue to let Oklahoma Baptists know that their seminary, Southwestern Seminary, loves them and is working to do all we can to help equip people who will help reach Oklahoma for Christ. But even with the challenges that our administration has stepped into, there is still such a strong residual strength of the Southwestern Seminary, a name and reputation. And it's very important for me to do what we can to help our alumni feel connected to their alma mater. And again, we have the opportunity to be on the front lines of equipping and training the next in line, the people who are going to be stepping up to be serving our churches, serving with the International Mission Board, involved in church planning efforts, involved in all kinds of kingdom ministry. And it is my prayer over time that Southwestern Seminary once again will become the institution that is known for producing pastors and church ministry leaders and people who know how to handle the Word of God, who know how to lead effectively in church and ministry, and that when people are looking for those who will serve on their staffs or serve in ministry positions, the first place they want to think to look is Southwestern Seminary.
That's well said, and certainly we appreciate your kind words toward Oklahoma and feel a special connection here in Oklahoma to Southwestern and what God's done. Dr. Greenway, you're going to be speaking at the Advanced Conference, as I mentioned earlier. The theme is immerse, and really a lot of talk about baptism. And with your theological learning and writing, I thought we could talk about, as Southern Baptists, what the significance of the doctrine of baptism is and for the church, and why placing a focus on that would be important.
Well, it's massive. I mean, it's massive stuff, but it literally is part of our name. You know, we cannot ever sell short the doctrine of baptism and credibly be committed to calling ourselves Baptists. I mean, our forefathers literally fought and died to recover and to reaffirm what really is just New Testament teaching. And particularly as a people who are committed to the primacy of the New Testament and the authority of Scripture in everything, the doctrine of scriptural baptism is of first importance. Sadly, I think in many of our churches, even unwittingly, we've sort of kind of minimized the importance of baptism at times, seeing it as kind of just a tag on or as an addition to. We'll even put it at the end of the service, you know, after everything else, we'll do baptism, as it were, rather than really making it the celebration of the profession of faith and the public testimony that baptism is. And particularly as a church ordinance, its tie into membership, its tie to the Lord's table has been something that Baptists historically have placed a great deal of emphasis upon. And it's in the heart of the Great Commission, obviously. Perhaps the most famous rendition of that being, of course, Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus said that as we go and make disciples, we're to baptize them, baptizo, to immerse, to submerge, to plunge, to dip. Scriptural baptism, if nothing else, has to get the mode right. It is to immerse. Now, there's a lot more that it needs to get right, and I'll probably talk about that in my message to Oklahoma Baptists, but I tell people often, I am very fortunate to be president of the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. That is our legal and corporate name, all five words. And every word has meaning, but particularly the one that is, in a sense, the keystone word in the middle. We are Baptists. We are unapologetically Baptists. We stand first and foremost upon the great truths that Baptists have confessed that they believe are reflective of truths that have been practiced down through the tunnel of time by faithful ones all the way back to the New Testament. I certainly am very strongly committed to doing all we can to emphasize and to exhort our people toward evangelism that leads itself towards baptism. I mean, baptism is in a sense, the telos of evangelism and the inauguration of the discipling process.
Good word. People interested in that conference can go to oklahomabaptists.org/advance. To find out the schedule, and it thanks to the cooperative program, there's no charge to attend the event. So come on out January 27th and 28th, First Southern Baptist Church in Dell City. Dr. Greenway, how can Oklahoma Baptists pray for you and your family?
Well, the first thing they can do is just pray that the Lord would give us wisdom. You know, the Scripture makes it very clear that is divinely granted. And all of us who serve in some level of kingdom service, but especially at one of your Southern Baptist Convention entities, we need it. I freely confess I am neither omniscient nor omnicompetent, and our daily dependence upon the Lord for His guidance and His provision is real. So, and I will say I have felt the prayers, particularly upon the assumption of this office, from Southern Baptists across our landscape, including those in Oklahoma. And I'm so thankful for them. And as you mentioned just a moment ago, and I want to affirm even on this podcast, we are so thankful for our cooperative program partnerships with state conventions, including Oklahoma Baptist, for the generosity of Oklahoma Baptist through their churches and the cooperative program that makes it possible, where every Oklahoma Baptist student who comes to our seminary receives an immediate 50% tuition scholarship. That is the cooperative program at work, and I could not let this podcast continue without saying thank you, Oklahoma Baptists, for what you do to help make possible our work here at Southwestern Seminary, many of whom and Oklahoma, even though they're close by, come to this campus, but have made possible our work here through their generosity. And all of us at Southwestern Seminary are thankful for that. But the greatest blessing you can give is to pray for me, for my family, for our leadership team here, for our faculty, for our staff, for our trustees who hold and trust this institution with our convention of churches, and for their work and stewardship in that, and ultimately for just protection over the work. There are a lot of people out there who do not want to see Southwestern Seminary prosper. They do not want to see Southwestern Seminary flourish, because ultimately, if we are successful, then Satan's kingdom is threatened. And so I have to keep reminding us, it is a spiritual warfare that we are entrusted with here. And we do not deceive ourselves into thinking that the enemy is not trying to work against us. And he who is in the world is greater than us, but he who is in us is greater than he that is in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the importance of that daily walk with Christ, our communing with Christ, is so important, and to have people who are praying for us, for protection, for provision, for wisdom, for favor with God and with people, those would certainly be the greatest blessings that, that Oklahoma Baptist could do for us.
Amen. Well, for those wanting information, go to swbts.edu for information online, or find Dr. Greenway on social media. He's on Twitter, at Adam Greenway, and social media as well. We thank you for taking time here on the podcast, and we'll look forward to connecting more in Oklahoma as we advance the gospel together.
Look, being with you all in Oklahoma for the Advance Conference, and certainly look forward to many years of partnership and fruitful ministry together between Oklahoma Baptist and their seminary in Fort Worth.
Amen. Thank you again, Dr. Greenway. God bless.
God bless you. Thank you.
This Messenger Insight has been brought to you by a cooperative program and Oklahoma Baptists. To subscribe, find us on Spotify, the iTunes Store, or your preferred podcast platform. Visit us at baptistmessenger.com today. Oklahoma Baptists, advancing the gospel together.